She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
As we continue to roll through the Wednesday drive time, thank you for being here. It has been a great day to be back on the air. I'm so thankful for Kelsey and what Kristen have already contributed today. And, of course, John Catsimatidis is in the green room warming up. But let's go to our next regular feature, and that is how to help you hack one idea of parenting just for this week, just one thing that will make it a little bit more effective for you as a parent. And Shelley Goldberg, former New York One parenting reporter, joins us. Shelley, I am pretty jazzed about today's topic that you've picked because as a father, this is the one thing that haunts me every night when I put my head on my pillow. Am I teaching my kids to be responsible? And am I doing an effective job of that? And some days I think I'm better at it than others. But why is it important to teach our kids responsibility?
Kevin, it's important because we don't want our kids embracing socialism. That's to begin with. We don't want them living home when they're 40 or having a meltdown because they lost their phone. And, you know, everywhere you look, everywhere in the culture itself is reinforcing irresponsible behavior. So as parents and grandparents, we really need to pull the kids in the other direction.
So last night, I got to tell you a true story. Mr. James and I were going to Taekwondo. I'm driving home from the lessons, and he starts asking me these questions about, Dad, how old will I be when I go out and, you know, live somewhere else? I said, well, you know, sometime when you become an adult. And I said, but, you know, the day you turn 19 years old, you'll start paying rent to me to live in my house. And that was probably a bad thing to bring up before dinner, but the next 20 minutes were just, but Dad, why are you going to make me pay rent? I said, because you're going to become a better person, because you're going to be more responsible. And he thought, well, what if I don't want to be responsible? But this is a practical topic today, yes.
Okay, so the first thing is, look at teaching responsibility as a wonderful, joyful gift that you, Kevin, are going to give your children.
Mm-hmm.
And think of it this way. Your job as a parent is to stand with your child and to teach them the tasks and the skills that they're going to need to get through these things. It's very easy to kind of jump in. I know we all have to resist the temptation to help, to do the job for our kids, because we know we do it quicker, we do it better, we do it easier. But you really have to resist that temptation and stand back and teach them the skills. And what you might say, what Kevin might say is, in the McCullough household, we always do fill in the blank as a family. We always do our chores before we go to sleep.
Right.
We always clean up our room before we go to sleep. So here are some other things that you can do to help.
Okay.
To help your kids be responsible, what you might do, Kevin, if your children break or lose something, don't race in to replace it. But use their allowance, especially with an older child, to teach them to pay for the lost or broken item.
You bought it. You bought it. You buy it.
Yes, but I want. I hear in your voice. I want you to be a little more joyful, a little more low keyed about all of this.
Well, you know what's funny, and I hear what you're saying. But you know what's funny about this is that. I love the way you put that, that we could say, as you know, McCulloughs do it this way, because it does two things. It builds kind of an esprit de corps where if to be part of the family is to have this mindset, it is to, you know, make your own bed in the morning. It is to get yourself dressed before you come down for breakfast. I really do sound like a tired dad of small kids, don't I? But at the end of the day, it is part of what you do as the privilege of getting to be part of the family exists. This is what you do to contribute to it. And when you're very young, it's very small. But as you grow, you know, you take on more of those aspects.
Yes. And by the way, routines and structure will help your child to take on even more responsibility. So those routines around dinner, breakfast, before you go out on the weekend, those are great times to start building in responsible tasks that are age appropriate and chores. For example, and always think about if it's age appropriate.
Right.
It could be something as simple as folding laundry, cleaning the table, watering the plants, putting away toys. Maybe who's going to feed the pet, vacuuming, cooking.
Well, and when they conquer one of those areas, it's like, I don't know, there's like this relief and breakthrough that's almost like going on vacation. Like, I remember the first day James and Jonathan both were able to clear their own dishes to take them to the sink. And it was just like, oh, I don't have to ask them to do that anymore. Like, they just did it. And it's like, you just have this moment of zen. It's like, what is going on? The world is happy again.
And moms and dads, you never want to label your child as irresponsible, because that label can become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah,
teach them the skills that they need to be responsible. So if you have a child that's always losing things, teach them. Write things down. Teach them. Have a mental checklist. You want to teach them the skills.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're going to be using when they leave your house and they're on their own.
Skill sets, not labels. I love that. And do you have any resources for us this week?
Yes, yes. I love these two. A Fine Parent, A-F-I-N-E, parent.com, and Aha Parenting, A-H-A, ahaparenting.com. Two wonderful resources where great stuff about being responsible.
Very good. Shelley Goldberg, always a pleasure. Thank you for being here. Coming up next, it's John Katsimatidis. He's making his way from the green room, even to the microphone as we speak.